A recent women's rights conference in Cairo attracted a cross-section of Egyptians, Muslims, Christians, leftists, and conservatives. Organizers of the new An Egyptian Woman campaign hope to reach out to women across economic lines as well, especially the poor, who often felt disenfranchised by the old government. Amani Hassan.
They used to buy their votes, and we want to like teach them to be like aware they are responsible for the future of their country. They need to know on which criteria they choose their candidate and what does he offer for their future and their children's futures.
It's a relatively new concept for many in Egypt. Previous women's rights groups were often seen as exclusive and largely ineffectual.
The Egyptian women were only from the elite class of the society. They were never felt the problems and daily life struggles of the Egyptian women at large.
Whether those struggles are set to become greater if an Islamist candidate wins the presidency is a point of contention. Human rights advocates note that Islamist lawmakers have tried to lower the minimum age for marriage and decriminalize female genital mutilation. Hassan, who supports an Islamist candidate herself, is not worried.
There are extremists, yes, but I don't think they are a majority and they can't lead the scene in Egypt. I'm sure of this, inshallah.
Whether a new president can counter pressure from fundamentalists is not clear. The powers of the office have yet to be defined. But some at the conference thought the average Egyptian's approach to religion will win out. Professor Noura Mohammed Ismail.
Moderate religiosity is the best, and we are a moderate nation. Everything in the middle is good.
More than religion, Ismail worries about traditional cultural attitudes toward women in the male-dominated society.
It's better to have young men work more than women. Women could have their positions in certain things with special quotas. Women should not do more because, after all, men are able to do more than women.
It's unclear if Egypt's next president will play into such prejudice or women's groups will help replace it with a message of empowerment. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.